Welcome back to Yahoo Finances. Well, oil prices are soaring again today, up almost 6% on WTI as a Russian invasion into Ukraine continues to escalate. The White House now starting to downplay an outright ban on Russian oil exports. Let's bring in our Yahoo Finances, Inez Ferre, with more. Inez, traders seem to be doing much of the work for them.
Yeah, that's right, Karina. One analyst put it this way. He said this is a de facto ban. Russian oil has become the persona non grata of the oil industry, and traders are doing it. The market is naturally doing this. Now, Russian Urals is the grade of Russian oil. When you talk about Russian oil, most of it is the Urals, and it is trading at a steep discount. It has been trading at a steep discount for days now over in Europe, down more than $18.50 below Brent International. So that usually the spread is around $2. That difference is $2, but now it's more than $18. And that is because oil refiners, Western oil refiners, don't want to touch it. The insurance companies that are involved don't want to touch it. The vessel companies. So even though Western sanctions tried to stay away from sanctions against energy transactions, I mean, the U.S. put waivers out for energy transactions so that the oil market wouldn't necessarily feel the brunt of the sanctions. The market is naturally doing this. I mean, one analyst said this is a public relations nightmare for anyone that's involved in these transactions. Another analyst told me companies just don't want to commit to buying this oil, to sending the vessels out to retrieve the oil. And then somewhere along the line in this puzzle, there is some way that they are somehow going against sanctions. So it has, so this has happened over the last couple of days since the SWIFT sanctions of last Friday. So you have seen this spike in oil prices, in Brent crude, in WTI prices. And one analyst told me Brent would be anywhere between $15 and $20 lower if it weren't for Russian oil that's being sort of boycotted naturally by the industry. Another told me the world is definitely going to feel it, especially the European market, which uses so much of Russian oil. But the market, definitely, the oil market, you are seeing it, you have been seeing it, especially over these last couple of days, is pricing in a disruption of supply of Russian oil.
And Inez, the price of WTI going up even as we are speaking now, up by more than 6%. Inez Ferre, thank you so much.